Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Sumiklab ang pagtatalo matapos sa mga pagbubunyag na tatlong universidad sa Australia ay nagpayo sa mga estudyante na igalang ng ilang mga kalalakihang Muslim ay hindi makikipagkamay sa mga kababaihan. Ibinunyag din na nasa 20 paaralan sa kanlurang Sydney ay pinapayagan ng mga estudyante na tumangging makipagkamay. Tinawag ng mambabatas mula Koalisyon George Christensen ang kasanayang ito bilang un-Australian o hindi maka-Australiano at sinabi ng dating House of Representatives Speaker Bronwyn Bishop, itunturing ng mga lalaking Muslim ang mga kababaihan bilang marumi o hindi malinis. Sinabi ng pangalawang pangulo ng Islamic Council of Victoria, Adele Salman, ito ay hindi totoo.
That's absolute nonsense and it's actually appalling. Absolutely appalling that someone of that standing, a former senior minister, would actually make that statement. That is absolutely appalling. It's got nothing to do whatsoever with the state of hygiene of the male or the female.
Ilang Islamic scholar ang nagsabi na hindi dapat magkaroon ng hindi kinakailangan na physical na contact sa pagitan ng mga lalaki at babae na hindi kasal o hindi magkaugnay sa dugo. Sinabi ng Imam ng Ahmadiyya Muslim Community, Inam Al-Haq Kawser sa SBS, hindi lahat ng Muslim ay sumusunod sa paniniwalang ito.
There's nothing in the Holy Quran mentioned about not to shake hand. It is actually in the borderline area. To me, you know, if any lady extend her hand, we must shake hand with her. Because otherwise, it will be very insulting and it will be very offensive. I think the shaking hand has no problem.
Sinabi ni Adele Salman, ang kasanayang iyon ay nanggaling mula sa mga interpretasyon ng mga Islamic scripture na kilala bilang hadith.
I don't think you can pinpoint one particular hadith and say, that's it, that's the one that says, there shall be no handshakes between them. That's not the way to do it. The reason for that is maintaining that sense of modesty between the sexes. Look, I think culture is definitely part of it, and I should be very clear that, you know, the majority of scholars would say that there should be no physical contact between men and women. Having said that, there are some scholars who say it's fine as long as it's done respectfully, it's done with modesty. It's not done with any other intentions in mind. It's just purely a greeting, and it's meant to be. And it's particularly where it reflects a cultural practice.
Samantala, sinabi ni Silma Imar mula sa Australian Muslim Women's Association, anuman ang paninindigan ng mga Muslim sa isyung ito, sila ay dapat na makipagkamay bilang paggalang at kagandahang loob.
I follow the Shafi'i school, so I prefer, where possible, not to shake hands, but I don't want to offend anybody. So the most important priority in terms of priorities is that you establish good relations with the people who are around you. And if their custom is to shake hands and they would be offended by not shaking hands, then for me it's most important that I first of all shake hands. And then once the person is comfortable, then I mean no offense, to explain that I prefer not to.
Nanawagan si Silma Iram para sa pagrespeto mula sa parehong panig, ngunit hiniling sa mga Muslim na huwag maging matigas o mahigpit.
I would encourage all Muslims not to stand on their fine points of Islamic law when they're living in a country which is not Muslim, but to work on the most important aspects, which is to establish good relations with your neighbors.
Ang tatlong universidad ay natukoy na ang Flinders University sa Adelaide, Curtin University sa Perth at ang University of Western Australia.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.